Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Hollywood Casino Press Box, featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Let the music take your mind. Ooh, just release and you will find you're gonna fly away. Glad you're going my way.
Welcome back. McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, is offering hot deals this month during their spring sales event. Buy a new McBride home in April, receive $5,000 to $10,000 off the base price of a new home. They're offering huge savings on over 100 quick move-in market homes if you need a home in a hurry. 40 communities, nobody builds a home more stylish than McBride. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details on their spring sales event.
It might have been during the break, but we were talking more about who would introduce Majerus at that National College Basketball Hall of Fame induction. And Frank said, that's a really good question. So if Frank gives me, does that count on today's
Technically,
TOEFL?
It wasn't on the air, though.
No,
was it?
It wasn't. Yeah, it's got to be on. So yeah, it's got to be proof, Mark.
Okay, that doesn't count.
But I do like the Porter idea more so than Jim Cruz.
Is there a player who like was
Andre cool? Miller, Conklin? Somebody like that?
Oh, Conklin? Van Horn.
Van Horn.
Keith Van Horn.
Yeah, that's a good one. Where is Brian Conklin?
Andre Miller might be could be a fantastic one if he was.
We
really
know
close.
It's not going to be Andrew Bogut.
Were they really close?
I think he was very close with Miller.
Yeah, he was really close with Van Horn, though.
Okay, yes. Well, Miller, because Miller's known as like elder statesman. You know, he's got a lot of
got one a lot of those of name two would be a great call. So there's the and those people are a little confused. There's the Basketball Hall of Fame, right? That's the Springfield,
yeah.
Mass.
Which includes college, some of your college work, too. And Then there's just the Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame in KC.
Which started in 2006. And it is fun to look at some of the players, even a few years. Like Sidney Wicks went in a few years ago. Calbert Chaney, an assistant at SLU, going in this year. Still lives in St. Louis, I believe, right?
Well, his son graduated last year from MICDS. Yeah, I guess he does. Maybe he has a younger one, too. So, yeah, what a nice guy. In fact, the way Earl was describing him was really applicable. He's just a sweet fella. And it's hard to believe that guy had a long career in the NBA, one of the greatest players ever at Indiana.
Brian Conklin, by the way, the leading scorer for the Illawarra Hawks in South Wales, averaging just over 14.5 a game.
Wow.
That'd be a fun place to play. Yeah. I mean, a lot of these guys are Australia. In war-torn countries or where you're not sure if you're going to get out of the building alive. Those are the best stories when the guys come back from playing overseas, or the game got called off, or they didn't pay him anymore.
Oh, that was, Blake used to talk about
Oh, my
how.
God, Jordan Arrejet's a teammate of his. We should start following
They're
this team.
They're on the same team?
They're on the same team in Australia.
I bet Jordan is really killing it, too.
Jordan is third on the team in scoring, averaging just under 12 a game, and he is third in assists, averaging 2.8 assists per game, and first in steals.
Did Logo back off?
He might be in New Zealand. All these kids are somewhere.
Kevin Lish has been in Australia for years, and he was the MVP of the league a couple of times.
All right, trending on Twitter is the Mike McCarthy interview that he did with the ESPN reporter out of Green Bay. And he said, as far as his firing by the Packers, it could not have been handled any worse. They were 4-7-1. They had four games to go. They lose at Lambeau, Arizona. And he said the team president, Mike Murphy, calls him in and says, hey, that was humiliating. That's a terrible loss, and we got to make a change. His big complaint is, I guess, there was little or no emotion after 13 years. And they said the reason they had to fire him with four to go, they could get a jump start on the head coaching search. That's the part I don't believe.
No.
You can be interviewing guys, fly down to Chicago. You could have a short list. You could be talking to agents. I think that part is rather bogus. I mean, in the agents world, they know what jobs are open.
Well, isn't it amazing, too, with the resume that guy had, that he did not find work right away. I mean, he doesn't have the reputation of being as difficult as Mike Martz. You would have thought he would have had his pick.
It had to be people looking at him and saying that was all Aaron Rodgers.
You're telling me you got that head start to land on Matt LaFleur?
Right, yeah.
That's what the head start was needed for?
If I were McCarthy, I'd say, yeah, great, that's the guy you got?
You said all the
you were in such a hurry to get rid of
Titans?
Me? You got a guy who used to have coffee with Sean McVay? That's what you needed, the head start? So they do say that a lot. Well, we'll get a head start. If you really like an assistant, and Joe Philbin had been there forever, I don't think he was ever getting the job. But if you had, like, Schilt last year, I think the Cardinals kind of wanted to see what he would do. So there is a time when I think that's a legitimate story. We got somebody on the staff. We kind of want to give them a chance before the season ends and see what they have. I don't think that's what it was.
Speaking of that, let's say Craig Berube wins the first round of the playoffs. They go out in the second round. But Doug Armstrong has a pretty good feel that Joel Quenneville wants to be the new head coach of the St. Louis Blues. Only, what would you do?
Ooh, that is a great question. I think I don't think I can turn my back on Berube based on what I've seen. And with this group being so difficult with coaches, like they're too mean, they're too nice, and this is a guy who seems to have finally got the right touch in the room, doesn't care what they think. I think he's your guy at this point.
And financially, it's a big, big advantage.
Which is probably a factor.
Blues, yeah.
You know, what's Q going to make? $6-7 million on the open market? So I think that's the answer. It's probably been decided, unless they flame out in horrific fashion, four straight or something. Don't you think their plan at this point is he's the guy?
Absolutely.
One guy texting in asking about have the Cardinals made a decision yet. I will say the White Sox have canceled their game tomorrow.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so their home opener has moved to Friday already. We're kind of in the same area. I would imagine the Cardinals might follow suit soon.
Yeah, that way, especially with all the Hall of Famers coming in, you give them as quick a notice as possible.
Any fans driving in for the game if they're from out of town, it's easier for everyone involved.
Also, if you were taking off for a Thursday opening day, what were the chances you were going back to work on Friday anyhow? Come on.
You weren't. No.
Come on.
I don't have a gut on it, but if you put a gun to my head, I'd say they'll play Friday.
Wow, that's violent.
It's a little violent. It's a little harsh. Plus, more Berube Quenneville talk, because Strick is going to be here in the 12 o'clock hour. Our Wednesday visit with Andy Strickland, 622 Blue.
By the way, I want to mention, you can go to cardinals.com/promotions and buy tickets for Sunday's giveaway, which is against the Padres, and it's 30,000 fans and older, courtesy of Old Dominion. We'll get an adult windbreaker, Old Dominion Freight Line, providing it 30,000 fans, 16 and older for
they
Sunday.
They give away some great stuff
they
nowadays.
Do, yeah.
When we were growing up, Bat Day was like the biggest thing. Right. But now they're giving away gloves. They give away...
Wait, they gave away bats but not gloves back then? See, that just seems like they're giving you half the game at that point.
I think they've realized to get people down there. I mean, don't you think you've got to do more to get people to go to games?
Yeah.
And that's a big part of it.
Especially early in the year, April, when maybe the weather's not great, especially at night, might get a little cold.
How about the lines, too, for people? I mean, we're down there early because of live shots and stuff. You see people out there for like 2 hours in line to get that jacket, you know?
What are you getting today? Oh, they're doing a Scott Rowland toothbrush. Okay. How long you been here? 5 hours?
And then, of course, every time there's a giveaway, the next morning you can catch Iggy's update at TMA where he talks about the people who all they do is just they stand there and they just go in, get the new thing, come out. Go in, get the thing, come out, and they just like they walk away with just garbage bags full. And then if you check eBay the next night, there'll be hundreds of whatever the Cardinals giveaway was. Oh yeah, he talks about it every time because he like chronicles these people because they annoy him because he'll always go to giveaway days to get at one of the giveaways for his charity that he does every fall. The Megan Meyer Foundation is bowling, and so he like chronicles these people who do it to make money, and he absolutely hates them. But it's a cottage industry, if you will.
Martin, this one's for you. Because it's going to be April 26th, a Friday night against the Reds, Yachty Tumbler Day. So you can finally kick away those plastic water bottles and have a tumbler for your favorite player.
It's the Yachty Yeti, which
yes.
is my favorite,
oh, Yachty Yeti.
Favorite combo of the year.
How about the David Solomon tweet? St. Louis Cardinal fans camping out for opening day. There's people out there with their little tents right outside Busch Stadium right now. Man,
I think they get a great deal on tickets.
The first pitch tickets is like a special little promo where you got to be first in line to get a special deal.
We're having a scavenger hunt at Channel 5 where they drop a clue every 2 hours for employees to giving away tickets today. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
All right. For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones, Quantum Vision Centers, 866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the show, practices complete eye care in the metro area from routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery. Dr. Jones can get it done for you. I'm telling you, you want to get rid of the glasses and the contacts forever. He's the guy, one of the great eye surgeons in the country. The man is brilliant. 866-260-EYES. Tell them I sent you. Any other business items there, Brian?
I just want to say there are two more Combo, Kingside Diner, and Herbie's gift certificates available on Listener Rewards. All the individual ones are sold out. There are two more, $25 for a $50 gift card to Kingside Diner and Herbie's. Go to 590thefan.com and click on the Listener Rewards banner that you see on the right-hand side. That's right. You got to get one because Kingside has great food.
intense hockey talk. A couple of insiders, Martin and Strick, when we come back.